Bates talking about her book Dial M for Murder, a tale of mayhem and murder at Starbucks. And at 11:30, the film show welcomes artists and organizers from the All In Social Justice Film Series and the Cascade Festival of African Films, plus a look at the new micro-budget feature film Shut Up, Anthony. That's all coming up right after Chris Andre hosting Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary right after this.
K-Boo, Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the August Wilson Monologue Competition Regional Finals on Monday, February 25th at 7 p.m. at the Newmark Theater in Portland. 12 Portland area high school students will perform monologues from August Wilson 10-play American Century Cycle, and two will be selected to go to the national competition. There will also be a DJ spinning blues, jazz, R&B, and hip-hop. Again, that's the August Wilson Monologue Competition Regional Finals on Monday, February 25th at 7 p.m. at the Newmark Theater, 1111 Southwest Broadway in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Thursday, February 23rd, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your anti-fabulous radio, 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM, everywhere. Before we get rolling here, and there's plenty of places to roll, this one, here. Dung beetles, all of us, rolling up the huge ball of dung, which we present to the target of our affections, after which we do a little jig on top of the dung ball. How we got started on that, I don't know, but it's about as relevant as your life and mine as anything else that Trump does. Weather first. Today, chance of rain and even snow showers, mainly later in the afternoon. 45 degrees possible high, and no real accumulation if it does snow. So for that said, tonight, again, the rain and snow possibility. Lows around 35 and variable winds. For tomorrow, look for more of the same, highs near 41. And for tomorrow, Friday night, chance of rain and snow. And we get a low around 33. That's about it for the weather around over Cascadia. Let's not forget, too, that, you know, weather is a three-dimensional thing. It lives in the air, on the earth, the water, under the ground, and it does, in fact, surround us, except when we are surrounded by concrete, which for many people, that is where feet are planted. That's where one takes a stand. The connection with the earth is very important, because when we think about taking a stand, we think about solidarity. We think about frontline defenders across the country. We talk about where our ancestors reside and from where they speak to us. So concrete. Maybe it's good to make peace with it, because then it can be destroyed by us rather than some other force, which is always best. We have Nihad Awad joining us today. Nihad is the executive director and co-founder of the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE. That's the largest nonprofit Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization in the United States. CARE, of course, these days is particularly active as the threats emanating from the White House continue to escalate in their ferocity and dementia. Traditionally, Muslim families usually are very large. They're extended families. There's tremendous bonds of love, as with all families, but speaking of Muslim American families here, tremendous bonds of love. And very often, because in Muslim life, banking and financial matters are all different from the predatory, confiscatory, predatory practices that we are accustomed to and we allow, we permit to happen here in the Western world. You're not allowed to charge interest on loans, just for starters. So that, again, because family is always financial as well as everything else. So that means that that other connections have to be managed when families are torn apart. And Trump is pursuing Muslims with a particular vindictiveness. Alarmingly, his remarks are alarmingly unhinged, as anyone can plainly see. And so much of this madness has been unleashed on the Muslim American community. And yet, have we seen any acts of retaliation? Have we seen any acts that would cause us to fear Muslims? None whatsoever, despite the oppression. Let's talk a little bit about Standing Rock, because now there's about 200 people left, I understand. Many of the buildings have been burned. The last 200 are taking a stand. This is treaty land. The Lakota Sioux people, Standing Rock Lakota Sioux, are bound to the land by tradition, custom, and heritage. And they're also bound to the land by law. They are a sovereign nation, and which compels them to do business with another sovereign nation, the United States of America. So they're somewhat weak bargaining position, but it's time to start doing some bargaining. There are elders there, the final last take a stand with solidarity resistance, led by elders, are pointing out that treaties have been ignored throughout this entire process. And treaties do, in fact, grant the Lakota Sioux the standing to defend that land, their water rights. So they're not moving. That is where we stand right now. We're going to take just a very short break, and we'll get back in just a second.
Hey Boo, Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the August Wilson Monologue Competition Regional Finals on Monday, February 25th at 7 p.m. at the Newmark Theater in Portland. 12 Portland area high school students will perform monologues from August Wilson 10-play American Century Cycle, and two will be selected to go to the national competition. There will also be a DJ spinning blues, jazz, R&B, and hip-hop. Again, that's the August Wilson Monologue Competition Regional Finals on Monday, February 25th at 7 p.m.
Okay, great. Thanks for your patience. We're going to be having Niwot on the line in just a moment. Right now, Standing Rock, there are Lakota elders holding the line. Deportations have begun. People have been rounded up on a very short notice, although we do know what Trump is all about. So many people did know it was coming. Here in Portland, activists led by Mimi Germain are threatening to shut down City Hall until we straighten out just a few details of police brutality, which you would think after the feds have already come in and warned Portland Police Department to clean up their act, and still, after several years now, we still see the same brutality, the same violence against activists and innocent people who do indeed have a right. In fact, more than a right to protest right now. We all have an obligation. So thank you, Mimi Germain, for doing that. And we have more on the local front of the trials for the people who assaulted the Malheur Bird Refuge and threatened and intimidated and terrified the people who worked there, again, on ridiculously tiny little charges, but still, it's something is always better than nothing. So apparently, one of Donald Trump's picks choices to part of his cabinet, part of the White House. One individual who Steve Miller, senior advisor to Donald Trump, was photographed literally throwing white power gang signs. There is a photograph circulating right now of Miller. It was used for the headlines for The Guardian, for The New York Daily, and The Washington Post. You can see in his hands, he's making a W with the hand on top. And then below that, there's a P sign for power, white power. This is particularly prevalent, this particular signal, in California. And, of course, Steve Miller is himself a native of California. He's from Santa Monica. That's frightening. That's really frightening. Now, where, in fact, do we draw the line? Where do we say, okay, that's enough. We cannot have a president who is clearly out of his mind. As no health, mental health care professionals have commented on problems with him for a while now. And the conclusion from those who are brave enough to weigh in on it is that Donald Trump has some issues that perhaps ought to have been dealt with before he entered the White House. We now have a massive problem on our hands because Mike Pence is second in line. And unless this entire, the entire lot of them, are tossed out, then we're going to be seeing very rough 4 years. We've already alienated our traditional allies and trading partners. We now have to dispatch minions to Mexico to try to mend fences there. We should start mending fences before we have a wall to mend, because we don't need that. Shouldn't even be. We shouldn't even be talking about walls. And we shouldn't have to talk about mending fences with, of all nations, Mexico. That's what we have to contend with. That is what is in front of us. There are now some polls in the new Quinnipiac poll, which was released the other day, shows Trump with the lowest numbers ever and a clear downward trend. According to their pollster, President Trump's popularity is sinking fast. He gets slammed on honesty, empathy, level-headedness, the ability to unite, obviously, and to his strong points, leadership and what he claims to be intelligence. Those two, of course, are taking a dive now that we see what Donald Trump's leadership and intelligence look like in practice. Just a couple of numbers for you. His job approval rating is 55% disapprove. 55% of the American people disapprove of Donald Trump's overall performance. 40% say that he's not honest. 55 to 40% say that he's not honest. 55 to 42% that he does not have good leadership skills. 53% to 44% say that he does not care about average Americans. And that is what he ran on, remember? 63% to 33% that he's not level-headed. That's a huge spread there. 60% to 37% say that he does not share their values. As Joe Scarborough said, that the Republican brand was going to suffer the damage of Trump. And Scarborough says 50 years. Well, that might be even longer. But the damage she's done has left Republicans scrambling to find a foothold somewhere in the political architecture of D.C. right now. It's pretty shaky ground. The American Civil Liberties Union of Oregon says that Portland police officers use shameful tactics to control a downtown protest. That should take us to a couple of other protests around the country, which I don't think we've got time to review right now. But suffice it to say that this administration is doing what it can to outlaw protest in various ways, shapes, and forms. Donald Trump has more or less left it up to states to devise how they're going to formulate these draconian laws, but he has more or less given them a go-ahead to make such changes to their law books to make it more dangerous and illegal to stand up and have one say. On that note, I just want to thank Rock Bergeron for engineering today. Thanks, Rock. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand wherever you are. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Today on Flashpoints, Trump's ICE patrol and military jobs program is announced. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security